Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network sauna in New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Again, about 318 degrees here in the studio, but we'll get through it. I got some lemonade. It's terrible, but I'm still going to drink it. Hey, if you have kids, get them in the room right now, because we have a big announcement. Paleontologists in Argentina have discovered a new dinosaur. Yep, it's called Gualicho. Gualicho doesn't sound like the normal saurus, right? Galichosaurus. It doesn't sound like that. But this is it's a relative from the Tyrannosaurus rex. It's about 19 and a half feet long, and it weighs more than half a ton. Now, the name is odd because this was actually discovered in 2007, but went missing when it was transported from the dig site to a museum. There was a car accident. And whoever came, and they scooped up the dinosaur and the bones, and they went somewhere else. Well, they were recovered from a different museum just a little while ago, and the name Gualicho means bad luck. That's what it means, bad luck. So it's bad luck for this dinosaur, but kids around the world can now rejoice that there's a new dinosaur to confuse us all with. All right, let's get to today's headlines once again. Islamic terror strikes a NATO ally, this time leaving a trail of carnage a mile long in Nice, France. And in response, President Obama offers platitudes to the French people, but no real solutions. Also, in another example of their disregard for human life, Black Lives Matter supporters take to social media to complain that the news media isn't covering them anymore due to the tragedy in France. All that, plus Donald Trump takes to Twitter to announce his VP pick. The suspense is over. Also, Senate Democrats are fuming over Hillary's new poll numbers, and they have good reason to. And why has one Chinese restaurant in Washington State banned law enforcement from eating there? We have that story today. So we have a lot to get to today, but first let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do. It salutes our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, guys, head over to rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. Check out the new article by Robert on minimum wage and the tax burden. And I have a new article from Tina that will be on the website once this show is over. We'll get it up there. So two new ones to read over the weekend. More coming. If you want to write for the show, hey, send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and I'll read it over the weekend, and maybe we'll get you published next Monday. Also, give me a follow on Twitter if you'd be so kind, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. And check out the old episodes. You guys know where to find them. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over the place. And a big shout out to those on K98Talk.com at 11 p.m. Friday night. And Red Nation Rising Radio, we're live there right now. Guys, hang in there. We'll be back. We have a lot to get to today here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's weekend show. You know, we get so caught up with the headlines in the first segment of the show, I completely forgot to give a shout-out to everyone listening on 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida. You hear that show on Saturdays and Sunday evenings. And you know what? I've said it before. That's where a lot of the Rhino Bag emails come from, is they come from that kind of northern Florida, Valdosta, Georgia area, kind of right in the middle there. That's where a lot of the emails come from. And, you know, we haven't gotten to them in a long time. Hopefully we'll get to them. Maybe we'll get to a few today. We'll see how it goes. So we spoke about this Pokemon Go thing a couple of days ago. And, you know, I'm just going to talk about it for a second. I don't understand what the obsession with this is. There are gangs of children walking around everywhere, gangs of children. And they're trying to find these Pokemon things, and they're throwing balls at them, and they're challenging each other. Well, one of the problems that's developing now is that there are people trying to lure these children in by placing a Pokemon somewhere, and then they're showing up, and they're robbing them. They're robbing them, they're abducting them. People are walking off of cliffs. They have their head down, they're looking in their phone, and they're walking off cliffs, they're getting hit by cars. It's really, it's remarkable how stupid we can become when we're holding a small device in our hands. Now, I don't know if robbing somebody using this game is a great idea, because obviously the app knows your IP address, and they know who placed the Pokemon, whatever it's called, where it was. So police just have to go back and say, okay, who placed it there? Trace the IP address. Now, unless it's a stolen phone, you know, case closed, right? Crime solved. You know who did it. But I'm not sure what Pokemon Go is going to do about all this. This is becoming a problem now. There are problems with some unsavory people trying to lure children in, some of these sex offenders, or as we used to call them in the law enforcement community, the hopeless romantics, trying to lure people in. It's really a very, very dangerous situation. But hopefully they resolve this and something good comes of this. All right, that's enough about video games for now. Let's talk about what happened last night in Nice, France, on the French Riviera. 84 dead as of right now. There may be more coming. 10 of them were children. Over 188 are hospitalized, and of that 188, over 50 are in critical condition. That number of 84 will probably go up if it hasn't gone up already. I actually heard a number of 87 not too long ago, but I couldn't confirm it, so we're going to stick with 84 right now. The lower the number, the better, right? Two Americans were involved in this attack. They're from the Austin, Texas area. Sean Copeland, he's 51, or was 51 years old, and his son Brody Copeland was 11 years old. Those are the only two Americans we know as of right now. Again, that may change. This is a weekend show. Things always change. The terrorist has been identified as a Tunisian national. I'm not going to mention his name on this show. Normally, I don't mention the terrorist names. We do not want to give them the credit. This, of course, happened on France's Bastille Day, which is like their Independence Day. It's the day that they stormed the Bastille prison in 1789, which kicked off the French Revolution. The president, Hollande, he extends the state of emergency in France, which had just expired after the attack at the Bataclan in Paris just a few months ago. Their state of emergency is a little bit different than ours. See, ours, what happens here is it frees up funds to pay overtime for law enforcement, and it will get the National Guard moving, and there's a lot of things that sort of mobilize when we have a state of emergency in this country. In France, it's a little bit different. They, of course, do not adhere to the U.S. Constitution. They are allowed to search, seize, and arrest without probable cause. during their state of emergencies, which a lot of people in that country aren't real happy about. And that wouldn't go over well here either. That would be more of a martial law scenario here in this country. But the French president trying to do what he thinks will keep his people safe. Now, we've heard him speak a few times now, and he always sounds much more animated about going after the terrorists than our own president does, which is a little surprising. A little surprising. Here we are, the world leader. I mean, we are the world leader. Believe it or not, like it or not, that's what we are. And our president just chooses not to act like it. Now, there were 1,200 cameras, I'm sorry, in Nice, France. They caught this whole thing live action. They caught this guy getting into this truck. This was a rented truck that he used to plow through the crowds of people. He was a delivery driver by trade. He rented a bigger truck. So they caught him getting into the truck, driving from the hills of Nice, is what they're calling it. I'm not familiar with the area. I have never been to the south of France. I've never been to the French Riviera. I'm just going by what I'm reading. He drove from the hills of France into the shore area there, where he committed this crime. He, like I said, he's a delivery driver by trade, or he was anyway. He's described as being somewhat of a creep. That's how his neighbors are describing him. Often depressed. He went through a divorce. Some people said that their children did not feel comfortable around him. They said he had an actor-like haircut, which I guess it looked like George Clooney's haircut. That Caesar cut a little bit is what it looked like. There's not too much... We don't know too much about this guy at this point. We know he's dead, and that's a good thing. Dead terrorists are always high on my list for good things. They're saying he wasn't overtly religious. It wasn't like he was turning around and praying every 5 seconds. But again, this is all according to his neighbors and people that may have known him. Now, he gained access to the area. Now, again, I'm just going by what I'm reading. This could all change by the time the show is over. But apparently he gained access to the area with this large truck was by telling the French authorities there that he was an ice cream delivery driver. And once he got past that checkpoint, we've all seen the video at this point where the truck is going rather slow, and then he speeds up, and we know what happens after that. That wouldn't fly in New York City. It just wouldn't. And I'm not trying to denigrate or put down French authorities here, but that wouldn't fly here. And it wouldn't fly a lot of places in this country when you have a crowd of people. Now, I was speaking about this with someone last night. When they closed down the FDR Drive in New York City for the fireworks show, there's about 100 police vehicles on both sides of the FDR Drive with spike strips. There are helicopters in the air. You would never get through with a truck like this, let alone say, hey, I'm delivering ice cream. Because the first thing they would do is they would open the back up. You know, if you're going to be in law enforcement, you have to be diligent about this. And I'm not trying to say the cops caused this. They didn't cause this at all. Actually, they responded very well. They just shot the guy. They just shot him. They didn't try to arrest him. They shot him. And that's the best part about this, is that he's dead. But it wouldn't happen in New York, and it wouldn't happen in Chicago, and it wouldn't happen in just about every city in this country. We take the precautions we need to try to keep ourselves safe. Now, that happens at the local level. What we have to think about going forward is our president taking the same precautions to keep us safe? The answer to that is an unequivocal no. Absolutely. And Hillary Clinton, she's not going to be much better. She was on O'Reilly last night. We'll talk about that too. And Donald Trump. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report, this weekend report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance,
thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
The legends of Kaanapali Luau at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofkaanapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about this, absolute tragedy that happened in France Thursday night here in the U.S., and of course, it was much later at night there over in France. Now, the terrorist is said to be 31 years old, or was 31 years old. He had a police record. He was arrested in March of this year, for causing an accident while he fell asleep driving his delivery truck. We said he's going through a divorce, or he went through a divorce. The neighbors thought he was a bit rude and weird. That's a quote here from one of his neighbors. He had marital problems, but told everyone at the local cafe about it. He scared my children, one person said here. He had a police record that included things like assault with a weapon, domestic violence, threats, and robbery, but had no convictions for terrorism previously. He was not unknown to the authorities. That's what we're hearing. And in fact, we heard last night, if you were watching some of the Fox News or whoever else, that this may have been inspired by a 2010 edition of an Al-Qaeda propaganda magazine called Inspire. And this magazine had an article saying that people should rent or buy pickup trucks and use those trucks as a means to plow over people at high speeds, and they should also have a cache of weapons. And actually, the quote is, to mow down the enemies of Allah. That's what the article says. This has been getting some airplay. I'm not totally surprised that this article exists. There is all sorts of propaganda out there. Now, no one has taken responsibility for this yet. There has been a lot of support on social media from ISIS followers and supporters. And they were told, reportedly, to use the Nice hashtag when they were showing their support. But I don't think, to this point, right now, ISIS has officially claimed responsibility. I've looked into it. I found one article saying they did and a whole bunch saying they haven't. So I'm going to go with they haven't right now. But this is not, just because they don't take responsibility immediately does not mean this was not an attack by a radical Islamic. It's very, very sad. Very sad. It's tough to watch. And these things are becoming more and more prevalent every single day. Every single day. I mean, you look back just a couple of weeks, right? You had Orlando. We had Turkey. Everyone forgets about these things. I mean, no one mentions the Orlando shooting anymore. You know why? Because more things have happened since then. No one mentions the bomb in the Istanbul airport. No one mentions it anymore because these things are becoming so prevalent that the next one just takes over the news cycle and, well, we forget about the last ones. And the scary thing about a lot of this is they breed each other. And it's not like we didn't know this was coming. It's amazing how quickly we forget what we're told. I've said before, the average memory in this country is about 3 months. About 3 months. 3 months after 9/11, there were American flags everywhere. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing just a plethora of American flags. People wearing I Love New York t-shirts, bumper stickers. 3 months, and then that was it. No more. No more. And you know what? Our attention has gotten much shorter since then, probably with the advent of things like social media and having this desire to have this immediate gratification from things. We heard just a few weeks ago, ISIS pledged a summer of terror. They told us. They told us we were going to hit soft targets in resort-style areas. Well, what is this? Nice is a resort area. It's on the French Riviera. And this was a large gathering of people. They said that, a large gathering of people in resort areas across Europe and the United States. They told us they were going to do this. But we forget. We forget, and we look for the motive from the driver. What was the motive? Was he sad? Was he happy? No. They promised this was going to happen. Stuff like this, which makes our elected officials look really stupid when they come out and they say things like, all right, guys, enjoy the beach this weekend. We have no credible threats against the beach. Or enjoy the All-Star game. Enjoy the fireworks. Enjoy whatever it is. We have no credible threats. We don't get, our politicians do not get an email from ISIS saying, hey, you know what? It's going to be at Jones Beach tomorrow at 2 p.m. But they gave us the blanket threat. The fact that ISIS is still around, that they are still here on this planet right now, is the blanket threat. We are always under threat. And our politicians are doing no justice to us by telling everybody, it's okay, because guess what, it's not okay, and it needs to be solved. We're going to continue with this when we come back here on the Rhino Report.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hey guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. We're talking about some tough stuff today. We're talking about the attack in France, in Nice, on the French Riviera. Really, becoming just way too commonplace. These types of things didn't happen all that often, not too many years ago. Really, before the Obama administration. We have dealt with an Islamic terror attack in every single year of President Obama's presidency. That's a fact. That is an undeniable fact, and people are scared. There are a lot of people out there that say, hey, you know what, come get some. And I applaud that. Or people that say, I won't be scared. But you know what, deep down, you know you're looking over your shoulder when you go to a baseball game, or you go to a shopping mall. People are hyper aware of this. Like I said, they're scared. And it's okay. It's okay. Because fear breeds diligence. Some people work great under pressure. Some people don't. That's true. But we need to know what this administration is going to do to not only just tell us not to be scared, but what are they going to do to fix this? What is the plan? We have been asking for 7.5 years, what is the plan? And the answer we've been getting is, well, we really don't have one. Now, we've heard that they've increased the bombings and the drone strikes over the territory that ISIS has right now. Well, that just seems to be pissing them off. right? That's kind of what it seems like to me. Why has nobody instituted Article 5 with NATO? How many times does this have to happen? An attack against one of us is an attack against all of us. Why do I feel like John Kerry is talking them out of it? I just have that feeling that he's talking them out of it, saying, no, we don't have to do that. We have drones, and we're going to throw some firecrackers at them, and it's going to be fine. France, they should be taking the lead here now. Charlie Hebdo, the Bataclan in Paris, and now this? They want blood. They are out for blood. And I don't blame them. I'd be too. We've had two of our own here in this country. San Bernardino. And then Orlando. Yet everybody just says, well, we're doing the best we can. No, you're not. Until the sand is glowing, you are not doing the best you can. If you have a problem in your home with, let's say, ants, you have an ant problem. Now, here we have those Argentine ants. They're terrible. They're hard to get rid of. But you have to stay on top of it. Right? You put out some of the granular. Some take it. Some don't. You put out the traps, the sugar traps, the protein traps. One's for summer. One's for winter. Whatever. And you shrink the size of the colony. And then they go away for the winter. And the next year, maybe they're a little bit bigger. And you gotta spray a little bit, but you shrink the size of the colony again. And then finally you say, you know what, I've had enough of it. I'm gonna take one of these smoke bombs, roll it to wherever they are, leave the house for a day or two, and let the smoke bomb take care of them. Are we at that point yet? Are we at the point where this is not getting better? In fact, it's getting worse? What's it gonna take to get to that point? I have never been an advocate for nuclear war. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. I think it's a terrible thing if we have to turn to that. But then the question is, what will work? You have to exterminate them. That's the answer. You have 7 billion people on this planet. 7 billion. That is a lot of people, and they're scared of 30,000. They're scared of 30,000. That's not a lot. That is not a lot. That's not even considered a small city. That's not even an incorporated village here on Long Island. You gotta take care of them. And you say, oh, well, we can't go after Raqqa. We can't nuke Raqqa. Why not? Anybody who's still there is a supporter. They would have left years ago. Years ago. If they didn't support the cause. If you support the cause, you're culpable. We've gone over how to determine culpability on this show many times. Many. You have to exterminate them. When someone like Lieutenant General Michael Flynn says, I'm scared about this enemy. If you scared Lieutenant General, Michael Flynn, that's not good. That's not good. These guys, they don't scare easy. General Jack Keane says the same thing. He says we need a new 21st century alliance. Is that his way for calling for an Article 5 out of NATO and getting people together? I just have this feeling that John Kerry is talking everybody out of it. And the Nobel Prize Peace winner, King Obama, is talking them out of it too. This is a small enemy. But they're passionate. Very, very passionate. And they're passionate about killing you. You. Every single person listening, that's who they want to kill. Your enemy has been named. We know where they are. And we refuse to take care of it. Do you let the ants take over your house? No, you kill them. You exterminate them. You do what you have to do. It's your house. You have to defend your house. This is our house. Defend it. We have the greatest military in the world. They would take care of this in about a half an hour. It would take a half an hour. That's it. And you know what? When two or three more of them pop up a year from now, boom, you take care of them too. You keep doing it until there's no more. Right now, it's advantageous for them. They have all this oil, tons of money coming in, because we can't bomb the oil fields because, well, that's bad for the environment. Do you hear how we're talking? Do you see the problem here? Our president doesn't want to take care of this. Is he sympathetic? I don't know. It certainly seems like it. I don't know what he's thinking in that small brain of his. I have no idea. But it certainly seems like it. People are dying, and they're not dying in one or two or three anymore. It's dozens. It's hundreds. The numbers are getting out of control. Out of control. It's a new kind of war. They know it, and we don't. We don't. We refuse. Absolutely refuse. All right, guys, hang in there. When we come back, we're going to finish this topic and then move on for now. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, The Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous Front Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
All right, welcome back to the weekend edition here of the Rhino Report. We're gonna stay on this for just a few more minutes and get people's responses to it, and then we gotta move on. We're gonna move on, because we can't talk about the past all the time. We have to move forward and talk about what we have to do going forward. And you know, I almost fell off my chair last night when I heard that Hillary Clinton was on the O'Reilly Factor. Almost fell off my chair. You know, she won't come on for a segment where she knows that he'll go after her. But Donald Trump was on. He was on Greta, and then he was on O'Reilly, so she had to kind of follow suit. Now, she does sort of whatever Donald Trump wants, right? He kind of made her refer to radical jihadists a couple of weeks ago after Orlando. She kind of just follows him. She's like the puppy dog candidate. She didn't specifically mention Islam or radical Islam. She says it's a war against terrorist groups, jihadist groups. You know, she's been using that term a lot lately. Then she had this morning on Twitter, she says, "Let's be clear, Islam is not our adversary. Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism." That is a tweet from Secretary Clinton. Let's be clear about this. The two are not synonymous. Islam and Muslim are not synonymous. This administration would like to make you think that they are. That every Muslim practices Islam is not the case. Are Islamics Muslim? Yes. Are all Muslims Islamic? No. Not synonymous. It's a one-way street there. One-way street. And yes, our enemy here is Islam. It is. And they want to make, they're using our own First Amendment against us because they know we won't attack a religion. But no religion, no God preaches to kill non-believers. They just don't. So you can call it a religion all you want, but I'm yet to know a reasonable, rational God that would say to kill non-believers. So yes, the enemy here is Islam. It's very clearly Islam. Like that or not, that's a true statement. But yes, they're using our own belief system against us. They know we will not attack a religion. Our First Amendment says we can't do that. Once again, they're smarter. And Donald Trump is right. These people, these terrorists, they are smarter than our leaders. They are. It's hard to imagine that, but they are. Obama's statement here says, this was, last night, I guess. On behalf of the American people, I condemn in the strongest terms what appears to be a horrific terrorist attack in Nice, France. No, it was horrific, and it was terrorism, which killed and wounded dozens of innocent civilians. It goes on and on, lots of platitudes. We stand in solidarity and partnership with France, our oldest ally, as they respond to recover from this attack. On this Bastille Day, we are reminded of the extraordinary resilience and democratic values that have made France an inspiration to the entire world, and we know that the character of the French Republic will endure long after this devastating and tragic loss of life. In fact, we inspired France. If our president knew any history, our revolution, of course, 1776, and theirs in 1789, so just point of fact there. President François Hollande, French president, all of France is under threat from Islamic terrorism. He has the balls to say it. Good for him. But let's get right here. I want to move on just quickly because what the president says at this point is ancillary and not important to me. Black Lives Matter, they were all over this last night. All over this. And they're mad because it takes coverage away from them. Can you believe that? Can you absolutely believe that? First, the new Black Panther Party claims, what, Georgia, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, something like that, all as their country now. And now Black Lives Matter is very, very mad that this took the spotlight off of them and their protests. Well, guess what? This is really important. This is national security. The BLM movement is fighting something that doesn't exist. Right? They think systematic racism within the police force is when, in fact, more whites are killed by cops every year than blacks by a large majority. Large majority. There are 3 million interactions between law enforcement and civilians every single day. Less than 2% of those end in some sort of conflict, physical conflict. Less than 2%. That's a small number. 2% of 3 million. Very, very small. Very, very small. So some of these tweets out there, one of them says, okay, I've come to the conclusion that what happened in Nice was to make people lose attention of hashtag Black Lives Matter and focus and unite against. That's one. I'm not going to give you the names of these people. They're just crazy. One says here, it's sad that a lot of you white people praying for France on the internet don't say a word when black people get murdered. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. I think it's interesting that Twitter gave BLM their own emoji. That's very interesting. One says here, as sad as it is to hear about France, I'm even more sad that now the media will push Black Lives Matter even further back in the queue. Well, again, we're weighing importance here. One's a national threat. One's a national threat. Very important. We need to talk about it. And a lot of these people, I don't want to read all of them. A lot of these people, they don't understand. They just don't understand how serious a threat this is to our country. There's every possibility we could be doing this same exact type of show on Monday. It's possible. We could do it Tuesday. We could do it Wednesday. We could do it Thursday. Because this isn't going away. And is this more important than fighting an invisible cause that doesn't exist? FBI crime stats say there is no systematic racism in our police departments just based on their crime stats. Yeah, national security trumps all. That is the most important thing. Every single poll we see says so. Despite the sampling and how bad I say it is usually, when every single poll says the same thing, well, that's important. That's important. When we come back, I want to talk about Donald Trump's running mate and a place you should not go to eat if you're a cop. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Hey guys, welcome back to this last segment of this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Now, Black Lives Matter should be very happy with me. They should be very happy because I talked about them before I talked about a rich white guy named Donald Trump. They came before, so they should be really happy. Really happy. Donald Trump, well, he announced his VP on Twitter. I mean, would you expect anything else from Donald Trump at this point? Pretty funny, I guess. But it had leaked out that Governor Mike Pence of Indiana, he is going to be the VP. We heard this. This was all but confirmed yesterday. Even Newt Gingrich speaking on Hannity last night didn't sound like he was going to be the guy. He made it sound like he hadn't gotten a call. He believed Mike Pence did. And so that's it. Donald Trump, 10:50 this morning, Eastern Time, says, "I'm pleased to announce that I have chosen Governor Mike Pence as my vice presidential running mate." News conference tomorrow at 11 a.m. Of course, he was supposed to have one today, but he postponed it due to, well, Nice, France. Pence had a bit of a deadline. He had to either be on his ballot by Friday. So he had till Friday to either be on the ballot as the vice presidential candidate or a gubernatorial candidate in the state of Indiana. So did that force Trump's hand? I don't know if that would really force his hand. But listen, I think it's an okay choice. I don't like the connection to Koch Industries, but I know that Trump wants their money. I don't like what he did with the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act, how he came out guns a-blazing, then he backed off. there are a lot of things I don't like about Pence that I believe will have that will come to surface, that will come to light in this campaign, things we haven't had to deal with yet, social issues like gay rights and abortion, things that have taken a back burner that now the Democrats will bring up. And hey, we'll see. If this was a move to get the Never Trumpers, you could have gotten them just as easily with Newt Gingrich. All right. What do we have here? Oh, the Democrats really mad. They're mad at Hillary. She met with Senate Democrats, I think, yesterday or the day before. And they're mad about the Q poll we talked about on this show, that they're losing in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida. And Clinton had a lead, 8-point lead last month in Florida. Now she's down there. They want to know what's going on. Why? What's going on? How come you're not beating him? You're spending tons and tons of money. And she really did nothing to allay their concerns. In fact, one Senate Democrat aide said, "We wouldn't be Democrats if there wasn't, if there weren't a few bedwetters. We wouldn't be Democrats if there weren't a few bedwetters." That's a great way of putting it from the inside. I couldn't have said that better myself. Clinton's campaign and her allied super PACs have spent $57 million so far going after Donald Trump, while Trump's campaign hasn't spent a dime. So yeah, they should be concerned. They should be very concerned. In fact, Trump has a couple of small super PACs that spent $3.6 million. So she's outspending them by about $53 million. Pretty good. And still she's trailing in a lot of polls. She is outspending right now Trump in battleground states 40-1. Ratio of 40-1 she's outspending them and still losing. We saw the battleground polls come out today from NBC. Very pro-Hillary, but those were states like Colorado and Virginia, North Carolina, that I expect to probably go blue anyway. The states that we saw earlier in the week, I think, were more telling. And that was the Q poll. All right, last thing here, guys. If you're in law enforcement, do not try to eat at Lucky's Teriyaki in Cedro Woolley, Washington. They don't want cops there. There were four cops eating there. They told them they had to leave. The sheriff called up and said, "What's the deal?" And the owners of these Chinese restaurants said, "We just don't want cops here." Okay, so great. Can Musk say that too? "Dad, we just don't want cops here." You know what? I would send every single person but a cop there right now. I'd send the plumbing inspector, sanitation inspector, fire inspector, buildings department. They all gotta go to, Lucky's Teriyaki in Cedro Woolley, Washington. Hey guys, that's it for this weekend. Have a great time. Big thank you to everyone who's serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.